B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Scenes from a chaotic night at the Golf and Games Family Park Putt-Putt are being shared all over social media. In a video posted on Facebook, you can see dozens of teenagers throwing objects at employees, spitting on people, and destroying property. This is the putt-putt place.
You can't do that at the putt-putt place.
Memphis police were also called to the scene. Investigators say that the business reported parents were dropping off kids in the parking lot until there were more than 300 people at the business. After someone threw a firework in the crowd and caused a stampede, the business decided to close without issuing any refunds.
This is not how you act at the putt-putt!
A 13-year-old was issued a juvenile summons for disorderly conduct.
Putt-putt's the most benign name in the world.
Yeah, the Golf and Games Family Park said that it is thankful nobody was hurt and is working with authorities to identify anyone involved. And it also says, from now on, all minors must be accompanied by a parent or guardian. Anyone left unattended will be asked to leave.
The putt-putt was one of the few places you could go if you were a kid.
Yes, and be left alone.
And now they've effed it up.
They did it. Two men survived a horror crash, which saw their small plane hurtle more than 1,000 feet onto a busy road and narrowly avoid cars and a pedestrian during a test flight. I saw the video of this. It's you just see this plane drop out of the sky and crash.
Yeah. Well, what kind of road was it?
It was a busy
like a highway.
Road. Yeah, there, no, it's like a smaller road than a highway. Pilot Fabio Riez and his passenger Alessandro Canhago were able to crawl out of the wreckage after their plane came down in Brazil following the suspected engine failure. Yeah, it's crazy.
That sucked.
Terrifying footage. Shows the plane crashing to the ground at an angle and hitting a wall, breaking into several pieces on impact, but leaving the cab practically intact.
I was trying to avoid the putt-putt place.
A woman walking just a short distance ahead at first, unaware of the incoming aircraft, but turns around startled as she hears the plane heading towards her just before it hits the ground. So the aircraft, here's why it looks, the video looks the way it did. The aircraft tried to make an emergency landing after losing altitude, but it hit overhead electrical cables.
Oh, boy.
So instead of coasting in, Steve, it dropped.
Wow.
It just, like, drops.
I got to see
down.
This footage.
Yeah.
Porn.
To the amazement of...
Both.
Yeah. I'm giving you a selection.
To the amazement of rescuers, Mr. Riez and Mr. Canhago crawled out of the wreck on their own before help arrived. Onlookers said the occupants were fortunate to escape alive, particularly as the plane didn't catch fire from escaping fuel.
It hit high power lines. That's amazing.
Yeah. One of them had abrasions, internal bleeding, and fractured ribs. The passenger, who was a trained pilot, was found sitting on the sidewalk complaining of pain in his neck and lower limbs. And other than that, they were okay, and they're launching
That's miraculous.
An investigation into this. Yeah. Baboons at a popular safari park have been spotted with knives, screwdrivers, and even a chainsaw.
This is, and I saw a picture of some of them. Where are they getting these things?
The primates at Knowsley Safari Park in Merseyside.
This is Planet of the Apes now.
Are already known for their destructive abilities and have been pictured previously pulling things from visitors' cars. But now some staff are concerned that the baboons are being given weapons for a laugh by parkgoers.
So in Planet of the Apes, the orangutans were the smart ones, right? And the gorillas were the military. And then the chimps were more like the scientists.
Yeah, I think so. In the original one. Yes, I believe that's the case.
So were the baboons the... I don't know.
I don't remember baboons
I'm just
in
trying
that,
to figure
though.
Out how it's going to play out and which ones we're going to have to serve first.
Yeah. One worker told the newspaper, we're not sure if they are being given weapons by some of the guests who want to see them attack cars or if they're fishing them out of pickup trucks and vans. The workers said the animals sometimes go into people's toolboxes and grab what they can, adding one of the baboons was seen lugging around a chainsaw.
Yeah, this picture right here, holding a freaking chainsaw.
Yep. Another said...
It just got real, didn't it?
...that some had been found with knives and
no
screwdrivers.
No more bananas and cute little tricks. I'm going to saw you in half.
The baboons are already known for causing damage to people's vehicles, with one mechanic saying that they had repaired cars left damaged by the primates.
Why don't they give them tools to repair the cars?
That's a good idea. Right? They start fixing the vehicles.
Oil change and we'll do a check your struts.
Yeah.
Right?
The Safari Park said suggestions.
Chimpy lube.
That the yes.
Right?
That the baboons were being armed with weapons was likely to be an urban myth. Some saying tales had grown in exaggeration as they had been shared to make some objects found in, make objects found in the animal's enclosure seem more exciting and unbelievable.
So. The chimp boys.
A man working on the roof of a high school in Oro Valley, died Monday morning because his gun discharged and he was struck. The man, an independent contractor, was just working on the roof of the building, but I guess he needed his gun for some reason or another. It went off and it killed him.
That must be the greatest place on earth to live, Oro Valley.
No, Oro.
Oh, I'm sorry.
O-R-O. Police and firefighters responded to the high school, and paramedics administered CPR on the man for about 30 minutes before pronouncing him dead. It was likely an accident, no foul play. Suspected the man's name was not released, and authorities don't know why the man had a firearm with him, but the matter is under investigation. One last story out of Florida. Fire crews put out a car fire on Monday. When they arrived, the car was in flames. The driver told firefighters that a fragrant candle he was burning inside the car tipped over onto some papers and ignited the blaze.
So just to get this straight, he was driving with the lit candle?
Yes.
Couldn't just have some sort of spray that would replicate that smell?
I've never heard of anybody doing this before.
No. Now, I know people who are addicted. You know, Pierre's a big proponent of like, sort of votive candles, and that's okay, but it's not in a moving car.
The driver stopped the car outside of a restaurant, ran for a trash can to fill it with water to pour on the fire, but by the time he got back, the car was engulfed.
Do you have a fire extinguisher in your car?
No.
Okay.
Do you?
I think I should, after hearing this.
The car was a complete loss and no injuries. Firefighters want to remind motorists to not drive with a burning candle in your car.
Right.
I do have a tactical shovel, though.
Yes, you do.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
A woman was killed in an apparent shark attack while swimming off the coast of Maine on Monday. Witnesses saw the woman swimming off of Bailey Island in Casco Bay when she was injured in what appeared to be a shark attack. They have now determined that it was a great white shark.
Yeah, yeah. Kathy, yeah. On your app.
I can check.
Yeah, check.
They found a tooth, apparently, and it confirmed
God
that
almighty.
It was indeed a great white shark.
Can you imagine? Oof. Can you imagine?
Well, I mean, listen, I guess if I were to be killed by a shark, I would want it to be a great white.
Yeah, for a couple just of for bragging rights.
Bragging rights, yes. What a grand way to go out. Yeah. But then also,
killed by a great white.
Probably it would be the quickest death of them all.
You would hope, right?
Yeah.
Not unless it was a really pissed off, sort of cruel shark.
Yeah. So anyhow, the shark attacks are rare in Maine, with only one other having been recorded before, an unprovoked shark. And it was pretty wild because she was with someone else and they were in not super deep water. And the woman, her friend, saw her just get mauled and ripped apart by the shark. And then she washed up onto the shore and she was dead on the scene, obviously. And then they saw some bull sharks on Long Island beaches, Steve.
Yes. Off, you know, Lido Beach, Kathy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lido Beach is my beach of choice on Long Island. I always just love going. Two bull sharks were cruising the offshore.
I saw. Is that near Hempstead?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, it was probably the same one.
Okay. Well, here's something beach but not shark related. Playing in sand seems pretty innocent, but it might not be in all cases. A 15-year-old girl was visiting North Beach Island in Chatham, Cape Cod over the weekend when she dug a deep hole and it collapsed while she was inside it, but it trapped her from the neck down. So she didn't die.
Oh, thank
God. People die from
that.
They
do. I mean, all the time. They always hear about them building these big holes at the beach and it collapsed in on top of them.
She was not completely buried. The sand was pressing against her chest and made it hard for her to breathe. Eventually, crews from the fire department arrived and they were able to dig her out of the sand. They had to place a large black tube around her to keep more sand from pressing against her as they shoveled it away. And it took about 30 minutes for them to be able to get her free of the sand, and she managed to walk out uninjured.
Yeah. So as beach sand starts to compress around you, it people don't realize the weight of it.
Oh, yeah.
It's heavy duty. And actually, the first thing up to try to rescue her, Preston, a great white shark.
Oh, my God. Yeah. He just wanted to help.
Right.
I've heard of this happening before, but it's done again. Some people take revenge, and they do it the right way. A woman named Jessica from Australia says, I'm getting phone calls at really strange hours of the night, about 1 o'clock to about 4 o'clock. She said that the call started after she ended her relationship upon discovering her ex messaging other women on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And her ex actually placed posters around town reading contest. Call this number, leave a voicemail with your best impression of Chewbacca. The winner announced via text at 12 p.m. August 13th, 2020. Best impersonation receives $100.
Right.
So people were calling.
Of course,
and
yeah.
Leaving the Chewbacca impressions.
I mean, that's...
Jessica says she finds the prank funny, but adds that some of the phone calls are waking up her kids in the middle of the night. She says the ex also dumped a car with no wheels in her driveway.
She should play a joke on him where she kills him.
Had trouble getting rid of so far. Julie Laughlin of Greensboro, North Carolina, was in bed on Sunday night when she saw a fox slip into her home from the patio through a doggy door meant to be used by her 9-year-old beagle, Duchess. She said the fox came into her room, up onto her bed, and latched onto her foot. After prying the animal, she said, "Shut up, dummy."
Oh, it's Red Fox.
After prying the animal off, she held on to it as she called 911. And during the call, she told the dispatcher, "Right on my bed, I've got my hand around its neck."
Wow.
And she held on to the animal for 12 minutes until police arrived. They broke down her patio door. They removed the fox. Turns out the fox had rabies.
Oh my God. Have you ever had a doggy door or anything like that in any home you were at?
Nah, we thought about doing it, but then we changed our mind.
Because things like that could happen.
Yep. And Laughlin has since gotten a number of shots, including rabies vaccine. Troopers in Jefferson County, Pennsylvania, say a man and woman were arrested after they tried to burglarize a home while they mistakenly thought the family was at the airport. 30-year-old Jeremy Appleton, 36-year-old Andrea Roten, entered the Reynoldsville home, believing the people who lived there had gone to the DuPuy Airport. They were wrong about nobody being home. Roten said to restrain one of the victims, or she tried to restrain one of the victims using a bra, and
wow.
She managed to escape the home. The two then rummaged through the kitchen, stole an unknown amount of prescription drugs. Roten eventually left the home and assaulted another person while threatening to shoot him and his family.
That would be terrifying if you're at home and people break in.
Yep, and they managed to track both of them down a little bit later on. But it's interesting, she grabbed a bra and used that to restrain one of the victims. All right, one last story. The case of a Belgian woman who believed that she was a chicken has been cited by psychiatrists as an example of a potentially underreported mental health disorder linked to depression. The 54-year-old woman, who had no history of drug or alcohol abuse, was found by her brother in her garden, clucking and blowing her cheeks before crowing like a rooster.
I'm getting so turned on, it's ridiculous.
On arrival at an accident and emergency ward, the woman had expressed her conviction and had spoken of feeling new sensations in her limbs.
I'm going to cluck your brains out.
Oh, my God. Following a seizure, the thoughts no longer plagued the woman, and she no longer felt like a chicken. She said she was embarrassed by the episode to which her memory was impaired. Researchers suggest that such cases of zoanthropy, Where
people believe they're animals?
Person believe they're an animal have gone underreported due to the difficulties patients face in explaining their thoughts.
Her husband says he misses the fresh eggs.
There have been only 56 cases, case descriptions in medical and historical literature in the period between 1850 and 2012.
Do they suggest, is there one type of animal more common when people have these delusions?
Nope. Patients are reported believing they are a dog, lion, tiger, hyena, shark, crocodile, frog, bovine, cat, goose, rhinoceros, rabbit, horse, snake, bird, wild boar, gerbil, and a bee.
Hmm. Just one chicken?
Just one chicken.
That's not right.
I know. I'm sorry to share the news with you, Mr. Simmons.
You're my perfect woman.
The woman cited by the researchers has been in a relationship for 2 decades and had a stable job in pharmacy where she returned to work a year later. She had suffered from depression since the death of a family member, and that condition was prevalent among her relatives.
Huh.
The research paper links a condition generally to underlying psychiatric disorders such as schizophrenia, psychotic depression, and bipolar mood disorder. But she believed she was a chicken.
That's amazing.
Yeah. All right, and there you go. That is what I have in the Bizarre File for you.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.